Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, 'tis a season of celebration.
Yes, it sure is. You look around,
everyone has kids graduating. You're hearing all about these people getting married and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they're popping a lot of corks these days.
They certainly are.
But what's coming out of the bottle? That's what I'm interested in.
So as you're right, wedding season is upon us, and that means sparkling wine season is here. You know, outside of the holidays, I don't have any data to back this up, but I'm pretty sure I'm accurate. Wedding season is the next busiest time of the year for champagne and sparkling wine in general.
Mm-hmm.
But champagne is really expensive.
Pretty expensive.
Yeah. And more cost-effective are sparkling wines from the Loire Valley, Cremant from the Alsace region, and, of course, Cava from Spain and the Penedès region in Spain. So champagne is typically a blend of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay for the most part. Cava is usually featuring the Spanish grape varietals of Macabeo, Jaureo, and Parellada. And I think I got those basically correct.
Beautiful pronunciation.
Anyway, just as champagne, the wines are produced using the traditional method where the wine undergoes a second fermentation in the bottle to create the signature bubbles. And as opposed to the less expensive and less interesting Charmat bulk carbonation method, which you see on really cheap sparkling wines. Considering the cost of the intensive labor on the traditional method, Cava usually offers extraordinary good value for the consumer.
I agree.
So here are four that I tried. From Avigno, the 2020 Reserva Brut at $20.99. As expected, the wine is crisp and clean with firm bubbles, bright citrus notes. Aging 18 to 24 months on the lees, that means on the yeast, gives the wine a subtle, attractive, toasty note, which is I find really appealing. This was the only one of the wines that I tried which was vintage designated, so that kind of makes it sort of, I think, a step up in my mind. Next, from a producer called Olivar Viticultural, was the Cava Brut Nature, and this is a non-vintage. This is the driest of the group because there's no extra sugar done when they do the dosage in the final bottling.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a great value at $18.99. In addition to your citrus, classic citrus notes, the wine features aromas and flavors of peach and green apple with a surprisingly long finish. Next up was a wine called Los Dos Cava Brut, again, non-vintage. Very similar to the Olivar, but just seemed a bit more elegant and refined.
Mm-hmm.
The bubbles seemed smaller and tighter, the structure a bit more defined. The label features a couple dancing, perfect for a wedding, and all of this for $17.99.
Oh, it's a very good deal.
It's a very good deal. And then last was the Masfi Brut Non-Vinish, and we'll put all this on the website, at $16.99. This was far and away the fruitiest wine in the bunch, with forward citrus and floral notes with a nuance of pear. Truthfully, you're not going to go wrong with any of these, but for my wine of the week, I chose the Avigno. It's a 2020 vintage dated Reserva Brut at $20.99. That's just a bit more going on here than the others, and being able to buy a vintage wine at that price just seems kind of a no-brainer.
It is, and Hugh, I say don't wait for some big occasion. Just have some of this on hand, and a neighbor walks in, hi!
Here you go. Have
a bottle. Let's pop
up a bottle. That's a bubble of bubbly.
That's right. Sparkling wine is the wine of welcome.
Yes, it is.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.